And at this point in our service, we are going to induct our vicar, Vicar Christian Dollar. Christian, go ahead and come on up, right up here. And the congregation is invited to follow the induction rite as it is printed in the bulletin. I also believe it's also projected for you as well. Grace and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord Jesus. According to the custom received among us, Peace Lutheran, Christian Dollar is about to begin his service to you and to our Lord as vicar, that everything undertaken in his task might be to the glory of God and serve as a blessing to this congregation. Let us hear what the Apostle Peter writes in the fourth chapter of the first epistle. As each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now for you, Christian, are you prepared to serve as vicar in this congregation, undertaking your assignments as one who seeks training for the pastoral ministry and who serves under the blessing of God? If so, answer, I am with the help of God.
I am with the help of God.
Almighty God, our Father, through your dear Son, you commanded us to pray that you send laborers into your harvest. Lord, bless, we pray, that we pray you and send your Holy Spirit upon Christian, that through his services as vicar in this congregation, your word may be proclaimed and taught in joyfulness, and your church be built upon the foundation which you have laid yourself, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Armed with the word of God, our Heavenly Father, and having confident trust in his gracious promise, enter upon your duties as vicar in this congregation, Christian. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord our God, who will bless both your learning and your service, grant you the constant companionship of his Spirit, that in all things you might glorify him. Amen. I'm going to invite Svenja to come up here for a second, so she can see the congregation here and have you guys turn around as well. And the way I want to frame this morning for our congregation is that the Holy Spirit has been at work in a mighty way already in Christian Svenja's life. Christian has had Sunday school teachers. He has had seminary professors. He has traveled lots of the world and has had outstanding experiences. The Lord, too, has been at work through the Holy Spirit in Svenja's life as well, as husband and wife in their life. And so the Holy Spirit has been guiding them up to this point today, where we are today. On the other hand, the Holy Spirit has also been at work in the heart and life of this congregation. To have a vicar is a rich blessing in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It's very rare. We had conversation about having a vicar a couple years ago. We put forward an application. Many people talked about that application, and the seminary, the church at large said, Peace Lutheran. That's a good place to send a coveted vicar. So the Holy Spirit's been at work in our life together and in their life together. Our prayer this year as vicar and as congregation is that the Holy Spirit continue to bind us together and work in a mighty way for our community and our family here at Peace. So we are super thankful to have them with us, and we'll continue to ask that Holy Spirit to work with us in a mighty way into the future. And undoubtedly, he will. So let's give him a round of applause for being here. And also, they come as a package deal, okay? As package deal, we haven't inducted Christian into our congregation, but Svenja, you are just as valuable to us as Christian, and we are just blessed to have you with us and to support you as husband and wife as well here at Peace Lutheran. And so the biggest thing of all of this is the very coveted gift we have to give to you. This is very coveted. I mean, this is worth a lot of money. Actually, it's a heart gift, which is even better. And on behalf of the Ladies Guild, Peggy Kruger has something to give to you.
Yes. We welcome you to the Ladies Guild. We meet the first Thursday of every month, and we really do wish that you would come. And this gift is a gift from the hearts of the ladies. It's a cookbook with special recipes. And so you can match the recipes to faces, and I think you'll enjoy it a lot.
Oh, thank you so much.
Welcome, and you cook for him.
Yes.
Okay. All right, there we go. All right.